Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Friday night, April 10th, 2015. This is the 100th day of the year, so that means there are exactly 265 days left in this year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. It really is an honor to be here tonight to share the word. We thank God for blessing us in the studio where we were able to get on air tonight. On Wednesday, we had some technical difficulties, and hopefully the Lord has given us studio to help us get things going that we need. They've changed the way Blog Talk set up, and so we have to work with that plan. And we just thank God for putting the right people in their place. I want to give a special thanks to our dear sister, Miss Felicia Fulton, who helped us tonight in the studio part, getting everything set up so we can do our live show tonight. Well, we thank God for blessing us to be here, and tonight we're going to invite you to go with us as we go to the throne of grace before we get into the word of God tonight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise because you are worthy to be praised. Oh God, we want to thank you for being our strength, strong tower, a rock where unto we may continually result. We thank you, oh God, that we have all that we need in Jesus. We thank you that we are the righteousness of God. And so, Lord, because we are the righteousness of God, we thank you that he that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. God, for strengthening us. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth us of all our diseases. God, we just give you praise. Thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh God, we just thank you for the audience tonight. May your word transform their lives. Oh God, as they hear the preached or taught word. Oh God, we just thank you right now. Let it be all of thee, none of me. Lord, we want to thank you for revelation knowledge and not just information. God, we thank you and we give your name praise, glory, and honor for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, as we get into the word of God, we want to invite you to go with us tonight to the gospel according to Luke, the sixth chapter. You'll find the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus was preaching. So we're going to begin at verse number 43, Luke 6:43. The Bible says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit." Now, we know that is just true. A good tree will not bring forth bad fruit. The Bible says, neither does a corrupt tree bring a fruit. In other words, objects can't bring forth something else other than its original self. So the Bible says, for every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasures of his heart, bringeth forth. The Bible says, for of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Now Jesus posed a question here, and he asked, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Then he leaves us with two kinds of houses. He made two comparisons here. He says, whosoever to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Let's notice 47 through 49 again. It says that whosoever cometh to me and hear my saying and do it then, I will show you to whom he is like. He said he's like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose and the stream beat vehemently up on that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. I want to talk to you tonight from the subject of firm foundation. Building a house, the most important part is not just the house, but the house itself needs a foundation. When we talk about our Christianity walk, we begin to recognize that we really can't have an effective walk if we don't have a great foundation. Everything that we need should always point back to Jesus Christ. We cannot do anything in and of itself on our own. We need his grace to operate in the kingdom where he will have us to be. When we think of foundation, foundation is so important because the Bible talks about that man that a house, and he dig deep, and he laid the foundation on a rock. In other words, he laid it on something solid, sure, stable. Solid, sure, stable. And the Bible said that when the floods arose, and the stream did beat vehemently up on the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. It is so important for us to understand when it comes down to the Word of God, the Word is the only thing that's sure in this day and time. We are living in a day and era where we are trying to find an answer everywhere. But until we really die out to this flesh, until we really say yes to God, and we'll find that our foundation will be shaky. It is not just enough for us to have a religious experience, but we must have a relationship. A relationship that will not cause us to turn away our hearts from the Lord. The Bible declares this in Galatians chapter number 5, and verse 5 and following. The scripture said, for we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of our faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Notice now, he said, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. He said, you did run well. Who hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? In Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 3, and Paul also posed a question to the church at Galatians. He said, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? So we see here tonight that it is so important for us to understand that we need the foundation of the truth. Jesus declared unto us in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Notice now, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if we are going to see anything in the Lord, we must understand that we got to follow the truth of the word. In Galatians chapter 6, the Bible says this, verse 7, be not deceived, don't fool yourself, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Why? For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, the Bible says, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we understand that in laying the foundation, we got to understand that there's a principle of sowing and reaping involved in here. Actually had a whole lot to say concerning foundational stuff, because that's why he gave that powerful sermon in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, 6, and 7, chapters 5, 6, and 7, those whole three chapters, because he was able to address a lot of issues. One of the issues he tackled, he talked about how we should pray and ask for things, because, for example, in Matthew 7, 7, he said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He goes on to say, or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? You know, we want our children to have the best, but no father would give his child something other than bread if he's hungry. He's going to get him what is necessary and vital for his physical growth. He said, or if he shall ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? You're not going to give him a snake for food when he needs food. The Bible says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Jesus also describes for us the path. He said there's two roads. Consider Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate. But wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Notice that again. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus, in his message and sermon, he dealt with heart issues, and he was letting us know that we got to be mindful of what kind of teachers and things that are available. All of this was leading up to good foundational stuff. Jesus told us to beware of false prophets. Come to you in sheep clothing, and inwardly they are raven and wool. He said, you should know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree, the Bible says, bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. He says, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. He says, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hemmed down and cast into the fire. But he leaves us not hanging, because he says, wherefore by their fruit you shall know them. In other words, Jesus said, we're not called to be a jury, one who passes sentence on somebody, but we are called to be a fruit inspector. He said, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Jesus goes on to let us know, and this is the thing that is so important. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Notice it again. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And then Jesus tells us of the two men who built their house. He says, therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man, built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Friend, it is so necessary for us to make sure that we have a foundation that's sure and that's laid and made whole. Jesus, I just love sometimes just going through some of the things, the experience that Jesus had, because the Bible talks about there was a time that while he yet talked to the people, Jesus was talking to the people, the Bible said, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do, my God, the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Notice it again. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Not just enough for us to say, I'm saved, I'm a Christian. We got to actually do this word. We got to let this word take form in our lives. And when we let this word take form in our lives, we'll see the fruit, not only us, but the people that's around us. We can't even tell people to come to Christ and they see us living a regular life. We're not living holy. We're not doing the thing that pleases the Lord. But in this word gives us strength and encouragement and nourishment if we yield ourselves as instrument of righteousness unto the Lord. The Bible declares in James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25, the Bible says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Who do that? We do that. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Notice he said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, he seeth his own self, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Notice that again, he says, for whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a man shall be blessed in his deed. So you can see that it is important not only just to talk it, but to do it, put it into practice. In fact, James talks about how that when we do this, he talks about how faith is not just talking it, but faith without works is dead. In James chapter 2, the Bible says around the 17th verse, even so faith, if it had not worked, is dead. being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. He said, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, up on the altar. Now you have to read this story in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. The Bible says, seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by words was faith made perfect. In other words, he didn't just talk it, he actually offered it up. The Bible said, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed, that word imputed means credited, unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Isn't it wonderful that God can call us a friend? The Bible says, you see then how that by words a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab, the harlot or the prostitute, justified by words when she received the messenger and had sent them out another way. And that's found in Joshua 2, in your study time. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without words is dead also. Now, but notice how Abraham was called a friend of God because he obeyed, he took God at his word. He took God at his word, and God never let him down. Jesus calls us a friend in John chapter 15. John 15. And look what he says. He says, verse 7, that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will. The Bible said, and it shall be done unto you. Continuing Jesus' words, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Jesus said, this is my commandment. What is it? That you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus said, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. So he said, you are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. So the foundation part is doing it, not just talking it. Jesus told us in that previous chapter, John D, and verse 15, he said this, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Bible says, even the Spirit of truth. And many people fight against having the Holy Ghost, but there's no way you can really walk with God and enjoy your walk with Him. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. He's a teacher. He's the assistant. He helps you fight against the very thing that is so necessary. But you need the Holy Ghost. It's the power. So if you can't go to a car and buy a brand new car and it does not have a battery, because the battery is the power source. Yeah, how new that car is, that car going nowhere without power. In Acts 1 and 8, he said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in all Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So the Bible says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither know him. But you know him, for he dwelleth, or abideth, or liveth, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless or like an orphan. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And the Bible says, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, why? Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Bible says, he that had my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I of him will manifest myself to him. Question came up, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? That was a valid question. But Jesus had an answer. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which ye heard is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things, Jesus said, have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. God is with us today, and he will help us. But we got to make up in our mind that we are going to be doers of the word, not hearers only. We're going to obey what God has told us to do. There's so many wonderful things that God wants to do in our lives, but we must trust him. We must understand that whatever he has promised, he's going to make it sure. The Apostle Paul talked about the foundation that we need in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Look what the Bible says here. Apostle Paul says, and we want to start around the 9th verse. The Bible says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise or skillful master builder. I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. He said, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. And he says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now notice 10 and 11 again. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another man buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is, any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, and then he says the one, three of lesser value, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest. Why that? For the day shall declare it. The cause it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple ye are? Notice it again. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And a man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple? Friends, I want you to know tonight we got a foundation that's built up on Jesus, and we can make it if we want to. Just know that the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, he asked this question, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So he says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. You're not your own, but you can't do what you want. But you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So what foundation have you built tonight? Have you established yourself in righteousness, knowing that in righteousness shall you be established, knowing that righteousness exalted a nation and sin is a reproach to any of people? God is our strength, and he's able to help us deal with every situation that comes our way. We must trust him. We must know that we can depend on him. He'll never, ever let us down. A firm foundation that when the storms of life come, you can look up to Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 1, the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him which endured such great contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. No time for us to faint. We got to keep looking up to Jesus. We got to know that God is going to help us. And if we are going through some battles, just know that he is the one we can keep looking to. We can trust him at all times. We used to sing an old gospel song, I will trust in the Lord. When? Until I die. We got to trust in him. We can lean on him just like we trust the chair that we sit in to hold us up. Just like we trust the bed that we lay in that it's going to hold us up. We don't take our time and ask every time, will you hold us up? We just get right into it. Sometimes we dive into the bed. And it'll make a squeaking sound when we crush down upon the mattress. So today, will you place your trust and confidence in the Lord, knowing that he's able, the Bible declares, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. So, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you and praise you for blessing us. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord. Thank you for giving us courage that we can make it. Oh, God, we thank you that we have confidence in your word, that your word will never fail us. Father, we thank you, oh, God, that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom is this steadfast in the faith, knowing that our same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Father, we love you, and we just want to say thank you, sir. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, God, for turning things around, God. Thank you for being our strength tonight. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. We just declare the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against us, our heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against us, in this will we be confident. So, Lord, we just give you praise tonight. You're so good, God. We thank you, God, for blessing us. Oh, God, this is the day which you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not a day of sorrow. God, thank you for being our shield and our glory and the lifter up of our head. God, may your word transform the lives of every person that's listening tonight. Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank you for the victory. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you, sir. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We certainly just want to say to you all to be encouraged tonight. What a blessing and an honor it is that we can come again on air, that we can share the word to encourage all of us. And we just give God the praise, because every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father. Father of life, with whom is no variableness, nor neither shadow of turning. So we just thank God tonight for blessing. Once again, we thank God for helping the studio, and we appreciate the hands. We're praying that we can get a full-time tech, because the way they've got the setup now, there's a lot of things I myself are not able to do until the Lord manifests my sight. So you have to have somebody sighted to set everything up on the computer in order for everything to work properly on the air. So I just thank God for what he's doing. But I'm in expectation, because my expectation is from the Lord. I'm looking to drive my blue van for the glory and honor of God. I tell you, I'm just excited tonight. Not giving up. Hallelujah. Not giving up hope. Because I tell you, we just trust him. What a man see it, why does he yet hope for? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Everyone, be safe this weekend as you go to worship the Lord. Go somewhere where you can be fed the word, so you can starve your doubts. You can feed your faith, starve your doubts, and increase and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 26 declares, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Well, this is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to be encouraged. Remember that Jesus is your deliverer. Remember that God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Well, God bless everyone. You have a great night in Jesus' name. Thanks a bunch for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you the Lord. We are back here Monday night. God bless everyone. Have a great night.